Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Alrighty, we are back, and we're going to go ahead and play a little clip of a debate that took part a way back. But remember what Chelsea had to say to Kamala. Go ahead and bring her up.
Congresswoman Gabbard, you took issue with Senator Harris confronting Vice President Biden at the last debate. You called it a, quote, false accusation that Joe Biden is a racist. What's your response?
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Senator Harris, your response.
As the elected Attorney General of California, I did the work of significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work. And I am proud of making a decision to not just give fancy speeches or be in a legislative body and give speeches on a floor, but actually doing the work of being in the position to use the power that I had to reform a system that is badly in need of reform. That is why we created initiatives that were about reentering former offenders and getting them counseling. Because I know that criminal justice system is so broken, that I am an advocate for what we need to do to not only decriminalize, but legalize marijuana in the United States.
I want to bring Congresswoman Gabbard back in. Your response,
ma'am. The bottom line is, Senator Harris, when you were in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
All righty, we're back. And Wendy, one more time, give yourself a plug there one more time.
Sure. They can visit us at Apothecary Herbs, the Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. Or they can give us a call at 866-229-3663. That number is a 24/7 number, so they can order anytime. 866-229-3663. And right now it's a flash sale of 30% off orders of $75 or more.
All right, Wendy, let me ask you a question. If these people don't match your pledge of $300, will that break your little heart?
No, I'll just send you some more money tomorrow.
Oh, guess what? Walter and Tanya in Massachusetts just pledged $300. They just did it, so now you don't have to send me that money. Okay. And Patrick in Cleveland pledged $100. Thank you, Patrick in Cleveland. So there you go, folks.
Awesome. Great to hear it.
All right. Very good. I want to get someone to match Timothy with 5,000.
Give you the air horn, too.
Yeah, and if you match Timothy 5,000, you'll get a double air horn, right?
Sure.
Okay. So there you go. Very good.
I like that Bible book you're talking about because you sent me one, and it was really helpful.
You know, I've been preaching that Bible for 50 years, and actually it helps me, too, you know. I can remember in certain topics, you know, so many of the verses where to go, but some of them, you know, there's a lot more than it comes to memory. And then that book is so handy, isn't it, Joe?
It sure is. I use it all the time. It's the way it's set up. You hit a topic and it's right there. And it helps find other verses that you haven't used or you forgot about. It's very, very valuable. You can just even use it for a simple Bible study.
Yeah, yeah. You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's, you know, and we have Bible study curriculum, but I never really thought of. Just, you know, you can actually just use that little book and go after topics, huh?
Yeah, and do a Bible study on a topic, and you can go read the verses before and after that particular verse and expand it and turn it into a very nice Bible study.
All right, very good. And God's Word, the Bible, is the greatest source of information, and it is the only absolute authority where it comes to the law.
Today, it's one of the few things that it's true. Everything else is suspect out there. You have to be so careful what you're reading, who wrote it. Are they telling the truth? The Bible, it's one thing you can trust, the King James Bible.
Absolutely. Well, Wendy, thanks so much for being here with us. And I know that you want your beauty sleep, so we'll let you go
well,
for
I
it.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you all tonight, and I've enjoyed it, and I'll keep praying and helping you guys out as much as I can.
Okay. You don't have to go. You can stay with us if you want.
Oh, very early day tomorrow, Pastor, but definitely got to, you know, go to bed.
Listen.
But the beauty sleep doesn't help either one of us.
No, you need to be put in a coma.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to, boy, I'm going to tell you, Kenny says we need to be put in a coma. Yeah. You're supposed to be here to help, Joe and I.
Oh, I'm helping.
Yeah. All righty, there you go. Yeah, well, you know what? Your beauty sleep has worked for you very well, Wendy, I got to say. It's good medicine. But, all right, anyhow. I got to give that number again. It's 888-281-1110. That's credit card line. Or 888-677-9673. The Lord has answered prayer. Pastor Hal came home today. Pastor Hal Larson has been in the hospital. He has been tough. We had Joe, you weren't even aware of what was happening, I don't think.
I talked to Hal a little bit when he started treatments and things, and yeah. I just haven't talked to him the past few days.
Well, it was just a very strange series of events that took place here. And so with Pastor Hal, and starting last Thursday, he was at the church doing a helping with the newsletter. And the newsletter went out. And by the way, you should have probably got yours by now. And here... praise the good Lord. Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. So what happened was he had an appointment at the VA, and he went to the VA and had his appointment, took his treatment, came, left there, and got about 4 miles down the road, and he became extremely ill, and he was right there in front of Hillcrest Hospital, went in there to the emergency, and you've had a whole series of such things that happened. At first, they thought we had pneumonia. Then they changed it to COVID, and then they changed it again, and the symptoms. But finally, you know, there's an old saying, always go back to the last place you were at. And finally, they come up with the idea that it was a reaction to the treatment he'd had at the VA.
An allergic reaction, huh?
Yeah, he was.
Side effects things, right? About
yeah.
Your medicine.
Yeah, Hal was very, very ill, very ill. Alrighty.
Another case of the cure being worse than the sickness.
Yeah, that's it. You're right. The cure is worse than the sickness. Tony in Toronto pledges $125. And Linda in Akron, she matched. Wendy loves you, Linda. $300. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Tony. Alrighty. 888-281-1110 or... 888-677-9673. Joe, here again today, you know, we talked about that with here there's enough evidence to impeach Biden, Joe Biden, $27 million that they've been able to trace that amount to him.
Well, they call it overwhelming evidence in an almost 300-page report. Document after document after document, and it's like you and I have known, there is no doubt that he was involved in Hunter's business, that he knew what Hunter was doing, He was raising money all over. He knew it was going to family members, grandchildren. I mean,
okay, here's the question.
He's guilty.
What's the message that the Republicans are sending? Because you say that we don't even have enough votes in the Congress. We should have, although we know we have rhinos. But the message they're sending is, look, you can do what you did to President Trump. You go at him, and we just sit here like limp, you know, like a bunch of cowards with not enough courage to stand up. We saw what you did to President Trump. So the message is, well, keep doing it because we don't have the guts, the courage, and the decency, and the honor, and the integrity to stand fast and push back hard against you hardcore communists.
Right. We don't push back. And here we have an opportunity to really show how the government was corrupt, because the government has known, the deep state has known that Biden was corrupt. I mean, the bodyguards, Secret Service, people that were watching, dealing with Hunter when he went overseas, and Air Force Two. I mean, too many agencies knew what was going on, covered it up. So the extent of the corruption isn't just the Biden family. It was the White House. It was the other elements of the government that has overlooked this for years, going back to when he was a senator. Some of the stuff was going on. People have known. And you're right. The Republicans, instead of fighting back, saying, look at this corruption. Look at what this does to America, the black mark on this country. We'll just let it go because we got to focus on this election, folks. And it's just another case of not being willing to fight back. They're not willing to put in the work, the effort to take some flack. And they're afraid to go on the offensive. But you've never win defensive wars. We learned that as soldiers. You go back to, there's probably not a corporal sergeant in the Army that hasn't, or Air Force, Navy, Marine, you name it, hasn't figured out from history, you do not win defensive battles. You have to go take the battle to the enemy, period.
Yeah, and you have to fight.
Politics is no different. It's war by other means is the definition of politics.
Absolutely. All right, Mary in New York pledges 100. Blanche in New York pledges 400. Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Blanche. All right, we're trying to make up some difference. And again, the newsletter just went out. And if you folks don't get our newsletter, you should. It's free. It won't cost you anything, and you get a lot of information. Here, Pastor Hal, who we just talked about, took it upon himself to write a nice letter on behalf of this ministry, and that's in that newsletter, and you'll probably get yours if you haven't gotten it yet, Joe, tomorrow.
I'll get it tomorrow, usually. I get it. It takes another day to get here.
And I think that's partially responsible for the good response we're getting here tonight. Meanwhile, in the other room in there, answering the phones, is Pastor Richard Lewis. And Richard has authored many books. And he is going to be at the Authors' Fair. That's the 12th Annual Authors' Fair this August 24th from 11 to 4 p.m. But now that's for you folks out there in Hammond, Indiana. That's at the Hammond Public Library at 564 State Street in Hammond, Indiana. And the phone number there is 219-931-5100. That's 219-931-5100. So if you're in the area, Pastor Richard Lewis says, hey, stop in and see him out there, you folks, out in that Hammond area at the book fair. There you go. And Richard has authored many books, writes up curriculum, Bible study curriculum, and he's been with this ministry for pretty close to 50 years. And so praise the good Lord. All right, Biden's hatch.
Another youngster that's just starting his career, right?
Yeah, another one. Biden's hatchet man, Matthew Colangelo, wants to keep sentencing recommendations in Trump's hush money case under seal. Here you've got this guy, Colangelo, he was sent over, corrupt, absolutely. He took a big pay cut over there at the Justice Department to come over to go after Trump. These people are totally corrupt. I mean, just absolutely corrupt. And again, along with that judge, Juan Machurin, who, again, it's just like in your face. We are in your face. We are corrupt. What are you going to do about it? You can't do anything because you people out there, you don't have a Justice Department. We have a two-tier, and we only go after you Republicans. We don't go after very corrupt Democrats. And that's exactly the reality of it there. So, but anyhow, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, Biden's hatchet man, Matthew Colangelo, want to keep their sentencing recommendations in Trump's hush money case under seal. You know, the hush money case, Trump has said from the beginning he never had anything to do with that woman, Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels, Joe, four times has come out and stated very clearly that there was nothing between her and Trump. It never happened.
And then she switched stories. Which Stormy Daniels are you going to believe? The press-hungry, notoriety, money-hungry woman who does porn flicks? Or, you know, the same woman that was telling the truth before?
Well,
very confusing, isn't it?
Yeah, there was better money in telling lies.
Yeah, much better money in telling lies, getting notoriety, and more people go watch your dirty little films.
Right. And so here, President Trump's lawyers last week asked Judge Juan Machurin to delay the sentencing hearing scheduled for September 18th until after the November election. The court should adjourn by sentencing in this case. The one should not be necessarily because dismissal and vacatur of the jury's verdicts are required based on presidential immunity until after 2024 presidential election. So Trump's lawyer, Todd Blanche, wrote in a letter to Judge Machurin, you know, that is pure, flat-out right election for interference. That's a federal crime, and this judge should be tried for that federal crime. Charged. Setting aside naked election interference objectives, there is no valid countervailing reason for the court to keep the current sentencing date on the calendar. Todd Blanche wrote, there is no basis for to continue the rush.
Well, the trial should have never even happened.
Absolutely.
It should have never happened. The statute of limitations have already expired. They changed the law to be able to bring them into trial on these trumped-up charges. It's
insane. You can't do that constitutionally because you have to charge it under the law that existed at the time of the occurrence. So they're doing something they have no right, no constitutional right to do.
With that judge and that court and that corrupt jury, too, if Trump had been charged with assassinating Abraham Lincoln, he would have been found guilty.
Would have been found guilty.
Yeah. That's how corrupt that is. And it's just absolutely, totally, completely corrupt. And I dare any of those jurors to ever call in on this radio program with me. I would love to hear from you. But you won't because you're cowards, right?
100%.
That's right. You know it. And you know you got caught. And God knows it, right?
Yes. Above all else, the Almighty knows what you did, what you overlooked, and the diligence you did not do that you were required to.
Well, I don't know, obviously, where we're here, and I actually, if I'd had an opportunity, would have watched Joe Biden's farewell speech tonight. Remember, they said, this is keeping democracy alive. Here, Kamala's in there, she never got one, okay?
They're having a hard time keeping him alive, let alone democracy.
Yeah, she never got one primary vote, not one primary vote. All the people that voted for him in the primary, sent all that money in for him, and she just stepped in there like she did. And that's the way she's done her whole career. It's called the sleaze factor. Anyhow, Karen in Illinois pledges 30. Thank you, Karen. But anyhow, Joe Biden will deliver a farewell speech tonight, as he did here. After he was tossed from the ticket in a secret coup. Oh, even the New York Times is admitting it was a coup. That's right.
That's from the New York Times?
Yeah. It was
wow.
A coup. No.
New York Times.
Yeah. Well, yeah, even they're admitting it now. This comes at the same day the Republicans finally released the report on Joe Biden detailing his many impeachable offenses. Nothing will happen with the report. It was only released on Monday for appearances. So
well,
Joe
it'll be read. It'll be given to the entire Congress, you know, but the Congress doesn't, it has to go up for any charges to the Justice Department. But the whole Congress would have to approve it to go to the Justice Department, who wouldn't, you know, press the charges anyway. So basically, it's all just to put out information, the truth out there for the people.
Yeah.
Who already, for most of us that pay attention, already knew what was going on.
Well, the 81-year-old expected to say that Harris, America's first female black, well, first of all, I don't think she was the first female, but listen, how would they know? Because they don't know what women are. So they wouldn't, a female is a woman, right? An adult. But they don't know.
I don't even know anymore.
They don't know what a woman is. So how would they know? And how is it that she was black? Because up until just recently, she was Asian, right?
She was Jamaican.
Indian.
Indian.
Yeah.
Indian, not American Indian, but Indian, and Jamaican. So,
well, Indian, South Asians, basically.
Yeah.
And so, how, you know, again, there's nothing but she's had, you know, she's come up with this bright idea, not to tax tips from workers in restaurants. Wow, where do you think that came from? That's genius, right?
Oh, they're putting out there now that she came up with the idea and Trump copied her. I was reading that on the web, and I was like, oh, boy. I mean, there's no shame. These people will tell any lie because they have followers that are, well, what did they call them last election? Low-information voters.
Sheep.
Basically, they're fools. They're useful idiots. And they don't know how to research, look for the truth. They just, you know, follow whatever they're told. And so, oh, well, I was told that she came up with the idea and Trump stole it. So that's what they go with.
All righty. Uncommitted Democratic delegates, which represent over 740,000 voters in key swing states, refused to back Kamala Harris, calling her failure to meet their demands. Oh, by the way, did you see what's happening with all the anti-Israel, anti-Christian protesters there in Chicago? You know, the pressure they're putting on, they're calling Kamala. She'll give in. She'll give in. You know, that's what Joe Obama did. Joe Obama gave in to the squad and the others, and people were laughing at him for doing it. But she'll eventually give in to those people. And her heart's not with Israel anyhow, right?
Well, here's the deal. You got everybody thinks the election's in November. Wrong. Because what have the Democrats been telling everybody? Vote early, vote often. But they throw that in there. But the election, we can start here in just about 2 weeks, do the mail-in voting. And by the time that really the truth gets out about Kamala Harris's socialism, her lack of being able to speak in public extemporaneously, answer questions, handle things. By the time half of this stuff comes out, most of the election will be over. Most of the Democratic votes will have already been sent in. And so when the truth does come out, you know, October, November, it won't matter because the lies and deception have already done what they're supposed to. So what we've got is just really a couple of weeks to get truth out to the American people, and maybe two or three more weeks as this mail-in voting starts to really accomplish our job to warn the people of what they're trying to pull. That's all we've got is about 4 weeks, folks.
All righty.
Yeah, it's votes will be in for the most part.
All right. Janice in Minnesota pledges 52. Thank you, Janice. And Karen in PA pledges 50. Thank you, Karen.
And also Brian.
Brian also in
Ohio.
Ohio pledges 50. Thank you, Brian. All right, folks. Now, what you have, Joe, is you're seeing how And, of course, you can't believe, you know, most of what you hear in the media. But, you know, when it comes to discernment, what does the Bible talk about? Where does the enemy always attack? Women, and that's the young, single, promiscuous females are all going for her. And this is, again, the women who are, let's say, a very low morals are the ones that are moving towards Kamala. A large population, a large part of the black population are finally figuring things out. You know, if they only knew what she did, how she mocked and laughed about putting all of these black men who were caught with marijuana and using them as slaves. She laughed about this. $2 a day they were getting to work, saving money for the state. She was mocking about how her power, she had the power to do this, how powerful and she was that she could rule over these men.
Stroke of the pen.
Yeah, and again.
But remember, the lie gets out there like the speed of light. The truth is kind of like the speed of sound. And it takes a lot longer for the truth to get out and hit the hinterlands where the light gets there immediately. And that's what they, well, for one perfect example, right now the Federal Reserve is saying that the Biden administration has been exaggerating these jobs claims, that they've, every time they come out with the figures on the jobs created, 30 days, 60 days later, they revised it downward. They revised the jobs created down about 16 months in a row. And now the Fed is having to come out and say, well, you know, they could have exaggerated by maybe a million jobs. Well, by the time the truth has come out now, the Fed kind of came out with this, and by the time this gets put out there, it's going to be 2 or 3, 4 weeks before most of the people hear any of this about the Fed, how this administration has lied for all these months. They always, you know, put out this great figure and then sneak in a little later and revise it downward all these months. So deception is the name of the game for the Democrats, and people have to learn that everything they do is about illusion, deception, lying to you, using you, making false promises. There is nothing you can trust with these people whatsoever, and they have proved it over and over, but unfortunately, the truth doesn't get out soon enough to be effective.
Yeah, I know that. You know, it's an interesting thing because that, what's his name, Colbert?
Stephen.
Yeah, anyhow, he actually had one of those talking heads, and I think it was from NBC on his radio program, and he says, we know that you guys always deal with the true facts, and yeah. Everybody burst, the whole audience burst out laughing.
I don't know which host it was, but I remember watching that.
I've got it right here, if you want to hear it.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah,
all right,
like
this is Stephen Colbert, who was it? It was a CNN anchor.
Oh!
It was a CNN anchor. This is on the Colbert Report. And this isn't supposed to be a joke, but here, listen to this.
I know you guys are objective over there, that you just report the news as it is.
No, oh, I know. CNN makes a... I know.
Is that supposed to be a laugh line?
I wasn't supposed to be, but I guess it is.
I guess it is.
There you go.
That was the truth. I guess it is a laugh line.
And this is his audience. He's got the same audience as CNN.
Yeah, he does. Okay, so in other words, so those people, they know, look, we're lying. You know, and those folks that go in there, I mean, it's so obvious. And they've lost so much credibility down there as far as believability as could be as low. You know, it's the same as with congressmen and the same as with lawyers. And it's right there with, you know, with used car salesmen.
You're right.
Their credibility is diminishing very quickly.
I'd rather trust a used car salesman.
At this point, I do too.
Yeah.
I trust them way more.
Yeah, I do too. Well, we'll be back after this, won't we? Okay.
That sounds like a threat.
Thank you.
feel so fine, this New Age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the New Age church is for. The truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth, but it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. And he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man of the kind to be scared till I go to heaven, or as I fear, below. I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all? You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. Alrighty, he said, and boy, I'm going to tell you, we're back, and Bill and Diana in Oregon pledged 100, and Pastor Hal is up and taking nourishment, and he just pledged 200. All right, thank you.
Well, I've been here, he's back up. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how he's if he's feeling up to it tonight. We won't put him to work yet. We'll let him stay and rest up a little bit before we put him back to work. All right.
Hey, speaking of, you know, hell and health, there was a alert put out. Blood banks across America are running out of blood. They're short, especially type O blood. And they're putting out, it is an extreme emergency shortage all over, and the Red Cross is asking donors, especially those with type O blood, they're putting on blood drives and everything, and they really, people that can get, donate blood, this would be a wonderful time to go, and it's something you can do to help your fellow man and women. And I just, I cannot donate blood. I have sort of had things that keep me from it, and they don't want my blood. But if you're able, it would be a wonderful blessing to go and donate and help save a life.
Absolutely. And you can donate, too, if you've had malaria.
Right. Anyhow. Or jungle fever. There are several things that keep you from, you don't want to pass it on, trust me.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. I know what you mean. All righty. You know what? You know, you talk about despicable. You talk about Democrat today. They're given at this Democrat orgy there and that's taking place this week. They want to get. They're giving out free abortions. Free. They're promoting free abortion.
And they say business is just, you know, really, really busy.
They stand
lined up to go in for free.
And killing. They stand for death. And you know, I'm going to pray right now in a precatory prayer. I'm gonna pray that God gives them that death that they want, that He returns that death. And you folks out there, listen to me. These are wicked, wicked people, and Pastor Oiney is not being a mean preacher for you prissy preachers out there. Pastor Ernie is standing up. There's such a thing as righteousness, and that is evil. They are evil to the bone, evil to the core, folks. Free abortions, you know. And so their whole platform is the killing, is killing, and telling you that the women have a right to kill their child. That's a lie told by liars. It's right from the pit of hell.
Hell, yeah.
And so let's join with me. Listen, trust me on this. There's power in prayer. God has said that there's power in prayer. If enough of you, let's visit that death that they want. Let's visit it back up on them, folks. And let me tell you, it wouldn't take too many of them dropping off before all of a sudden they would get the message. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to just ask you, Lord, those people that want death, those that are pushing death so much, these wicked people, those leaders in the Democratic Communist Collective, Kamala, And tampon Timmy, evil, evil to the core, Father God. These people are, they refuse to repent. They refuse to repent. Nasty Pelosi, Joe Biden, Chucky Schumer, they refuse to repent. It's in your face, God. And, you know, God, whatever you're going to get with the times, no. So Heavenly Father, Lord God, my prayer is this. That you would visit that very death that they want so much, Lord, since they refuse to repent, Lord, the longer you lead them here, the more damage, the more harm, the more death they bring on the innocent. So take these wicked people. They're unclean. They're ungodly. They're evil to the core. They're Satan's children. Lord, visit that death right back upon their own heads, Lord God. Give them the death that they want for the innocent. I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'll say amen to that.
I know the prissy preachers will say that Pastor Oney, he's a very, very mean man, you know. Anyhow, Joe in PA pledges 200. Thank you, Joe in PA. He matched Pastor Hal. All right, very good. Anyhow, I was telling you about uncommitted Democrat delegates, which represent over 740,000 voters in key swing states, refused to back Kamala. The group, fueled by dissatisfaction with the Biden regime on handling of the Israeli-Hamas conflict, have voiced deep concerns about Harris's unwillingness to meet their demands. According to the AP, only 36 uncommitted delegates will attend the DNC, but their influence looms large, the anger stemming from U.S. support for Israel military action in Gaza has galvanized this group. We'll see. You know that they're going to turn. She's going to be under the pressure to turn against Israel. And what does the Bible say about those nations that curse Israel?
God will, that as you do unto Israel, so shall it be done unto you, is basically what it says.
Yep. And so, and that's what they're going to do. You know it's coming. They're going to do what they can to destroy. In fact, you know, I'm very concerned, Joe, about all of our military, the ships and all that are being stationed there, supposedly to defend Israel. But if I was Netanyahu, I would be very concerned on exactly which side they're on.
Yeah. It's getting even over there. He's got, it's kind of like the same thing here. They're going after Netanyahu. They're going after Trump and America, and they're kind of fighting the same kind of battles we're fighting right now. They're trying to put him in jail, get rid of him, just like the Dems are trying to do with Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, it's the Communist Party there. These are Antichrist communists. And so,
exactly. And there's more and more of that Antichrist showing up, and we can see church. In fact, I got an article here talking about how the faith has just fallen off dramatically over the past few years here in the United States. And it's really sad where people used to be in church. They're no longer going. Women are fleeing from the churches. They're saying, well, they're not allowed to run things. They're not allowed to be in charge. So they're leaving in droves. And let's see, where Gen Z, the far more previous generation, they're not going to church. So we see, according to Pew Research, back in 2020, 63% of Americans identified as Christian. That was a decline from 90% of Americans identified as Christian back in the 90s. And we can see even this last decade, everything dropping off. The number of people who go to church just a few years ago was 38%. And now it's down to less than 30% of the people go to church regularly in the country. So we see it's happening very quickly, the falling away that the Bible said was coming, and women are flocking away, and most of the churches, the women, you know, are the backbone of the church in a lot of ways, as far as the Bible, teaching Sunday school and Bible study and helping with the children and all the things that go on. So it's getting scripture. Well, God said it was going to be just like this. So what can I say?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the women were the it's good and bad. First, they were the first to believe in the Lord Jesus quicker than men. Men, you know, it has to be convinced, you know, we kind of doubt things. We want evidence. We want proof.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the bad news is they're quicker to fall for any cult than a man is to.
Mm-hmm. And fall away from the truth. They listen to the other women that, oh, women should be pastors, and I don't want to go to a church where a woman can't be a pastor. You know, why can't we're just equal to men? And well, God didn't say he gave people assigned roles. He didn't say women weren't equal. All God's creatures are equal in his eyes as far as importance in to him. But he gave people designed roles, and that's what he set up, and that's the way he wanted it run.
It's because of biblical illiteracy. Hosea 4:6, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. They sent to college when more women were going to college than men. Men started going right now. They're going back to the trades.
Right.
But the indoctrination, because they're no longer houses of learning. They're indoctrination centers into cultural Marxism. And the women are easier. They're much more easily indoctrinated than the men are. And that's why you see all of these screaming banshees out there in the streets screaming at the Democratic Communist Convention. Those are women, most all of them.
Oh, did you see all the communist flags everywhere? They were showing clips, communist flags all over the place, and it was amazing how the news kind of didn't want to talk about it, didn't want to mention what was obvious.
Oh, yeah, it is. But, you know, well, I'm going to tell you what, I am so thankful for the ladies I have in our church. They're... You know, for Christian women, praise God for that, because what a contrast they are to those screaming banshees out there in the street. What a contrast they are to these feminists, to those that, like Jane Fonda and the other, screeching, running their mouths, like those unclean, illicit, vulgar women on that View. I mean, well, I'm going to tell you, praise the good Lord for Christian ladies, huh?
Amen to that. They're I feel sorry for the men because there's the way things are looking are just far fewer Christian women out there for the young men to, you know, find a wife nowadays. It's going to be a lot harder to find a good, honest, a good, true wife.
Well, one thing that's kind of maybe good, maybe I'm being optimistic here, is with the way everything is going, for young people to truly rebel, it would be for them to go closer to Christ.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I mean, that would actually be rebellion, and maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, you got a good point there. That would be the true rebellion today.
The problem we have in this country is most of them are going to Islam. If you look at all of those protesters out there, they're anti-Israel, but they're anti-Christian, too. They're anti-Christ.
But that's what I'm saying, though, too. I mean, because that's where you see a lot of the shift is going that way, or anti-Christ or anti-God or whatever. But to actually rebel and try to find yourself, you've got to go the opposite way. And I hope we'll see some of that.
Can you find Joe? Because he seems like he's lost. All right. No, only kidding. Here you go out there. Now, the Church of England is taking the word church out of their name. So, did you know that?
So, it'll be just of England?
Yeah, they're of England, yeah.
Of England.
What are they going to be called? The meeting place? The Sunday get-together?
Well, you know, if I had my way, they would replace the word church with jerks. Jerks of England. it would be appropriate, really.
Well, in a way, you look at the Church of England, it's no longer a church in that sense, a church of God. It
apostatized a long time ago.
So it's not really a church anymore.
Right. You had that, what's his name, who was a warlock, and he was, you know, the head of the Church of England for a while.
Yeah. That's the, you know, Church of the Antichrist, if you want to call it anything.
Yeah. I mean, this is exactly, look, is that everything that's happening, is it not exactly what God's Word, the Bible said, was happening, right? If you look at it.
That's exactly what's, everything that we see is right there in Scripture. We've preached on it before, over and over.
And so, and one of the other things that's happening out there, too, in churches, there one well, like the church I pastor, time and time again, I've had people write me letters wanting to know, "Aren't you afraid they're going to kill you? Aren't you afraid they're going to kill you?" Well, no. Okay, see, that's first of all, that's not my call, and my job is to do what God's Word, the Bible, tells me to do, to be obedient. That's one thing. But what's happening more and more, because churches like the one that we target, like our sheriff told me, because of who we are, that we really, every man in the church should be armed during this because of who we are, you know, because we take a stand. Doers of the Word Baptist Church does not compromise. We do not compromise, okay? Well, what happens is sometimes when you see some of these churches where the shooters come in, or they're going after them, or they're burning their buildings down, sometimes it panics some people, and they have a tendency, and every now and then you'll have people will, you know, jump ship. They want to get out before things get tough. But the good news is, at least that's when you want them to go. You don't want them to go when it really counts, when things really get critical. That's when you don't want them jumping ship, right?
Right.
So that's where you got to find out who you can trust and who you can't trust, huh?
Well, nowadays it's getting easier. There really is to find who you can trust, because you look at the people that come continually, that get involved and help teach, that go out and witness, do the real work. There's not many. It's not hard to find the true believers.
All righty. Let me see. Victor in San Diego pledges $25. Thank you, Victor. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Did you say four?
Yeah.
Joe, you've got 4 minutes.
Actually, we're about three and a half now.
No, you got about 3 minutes now, Joe.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to read an old hymn called At the Cross. Not really time, but the gist of it, it's at the cross is where I saw the light. The burden of my heart rolled away, and there by faith I received my sight, really saw the truth, and now I am happy all the day. That's the refrain because of what our Lord Jesus Christ did at that cross. We have a God who hates sin. He's a sinless, totally perfect deity, God. And yet, giving us free will, we chose sin over obedience. So God had to figure out how to get sinful man to be able to be in his presence. So he gave, like Scripture said, his only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God sent him to the cross, and on that sinless, spotless soul, the Lamb of God took upon himself the sins of the world, all the ugly, horrible sins, the lies, the deception, the killing, the mayhem, every horrible thing you can think of, a horrible, horrible pain that none of us could ever imagine, that kind of emotional pain. And he willingly went to that cross. He took your place. He took my place. And it's like my sins were pinned there on him when he died. But I can only receive his mercy and grace if I do something. I have to do something. I have to become a born-again believer. I have to call upon God. And I have to, with a repentant heart, tell God, I am sorry that my sins put his Son on that cross. I'm sorry. He would have gone to the cross if it was just one person. Christ would have gone there to save one person. And if you do that with a repentant heart, the Father will forgive. He's quick to forgive. And then you can call upon his Son, Jesus Christ, and ask him to be Lord of your life. Did you want to give yourself to him willingly, completely, without reservation, without hesitation? You want to become a born-again believer, and he will accept you, and he will give you the down payment on your eternal life, which is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. You then become this born-again believer. You no longer have just a, quote, religion. You now have a relationship. Christianity is a personal one-on-one relationship. You have that relationship with God himself. Jesus said, I'm in the Father in me, and I am in you. Through that Holy Spirit, you are now a new creature.
We are now out of time, Joe. So we want to say to the folks, thanks for being here tonight. We want to say to you, good night.
Good night.
We want to say God bless.
God bless you.
And then always. Ready?
Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.